This is Twit.
Let's talk about war games.
Yes, please. Shall we play a game?
I remember we had a great time interviewing the director of the original 1983 movie. This is on the old screen savers, John Badham. Fascinating story. He brought a book, a photo book that he had of the movie and stuff. It was really great.
I had it on Laserdisc.
Yeah, who didn't?
That movie defined my childhood.
You bet.
It's kind of weird, but yeah, Matthew Broderick.
On a Mitz Altair computer.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Shall we flip a switch? Anyway, it's been updated. The 1983 War Games now is a 6-episode interactive series, hashtag War Games, from Echo, E-K-O.
Born with a duty to serve others.
Here's a little trailer for it.
New information paints the death of Sergeant Elizabeth Grant in a whole
so
new
light. It's the same sort of thing.
Is it different? Story, though.
Different story, but it's the same kind of thing of someone doing something just for lulls, just for hacks,
yeah,
and then getting deeper and deeper and deeper and realizing there's all these unintended consequences.
War is my favorite.
We're sitting down.
He looks like Matthew Broderick.
He kind of does. But she's Lightman, so her online name is Lightman. So David Lightman was the character from the original movie.
Right. So she's actually the guy.
Right. Now, some of this, you can kind of tell it falls victim to what they need to do in order to make this work.
Right.
But it actually was fun. I watched the entire thing several times over.
Well, let's get Echo's chief creative officer on the line here. Alon Benari is one of the people behind War Games. Launched Thursday. How's it been going? You getting some traffic?
Yes, going very well.
Yeah.
It's live on the web and on Steam and on the App Store.
How long have you been working on this?
So it's probably been in the works for a couple of years, but actual production for the past few months. This was directed by Sam Barlow from Her Story fame. He's a game creator.
Yeah, right.
And he kind of brought this new vision. And I don't know, I'll jump right into it. I'll say I think it is different from the original one, but he because you guys know hacking has come a long way since 1983. And it needed a different treatment, I think. But there's something about like naive kids who think they can change the world and start by doing silly stuff and end up being involved a bit over their heads is still the core story here.
I think you almost need a game designer, though, to do interactive fiction like this.
Right.
Because it's challenging to think in those nonlinear ways.
What's interesting is when this was pitched to me, the producer of the show, Anthony, came to me and he said, oh, this is like a choose-your-own-adventure. And so the first thing I watched on your site was literally a choose-your-own-adventure type series where it would stop and you would make a decision and then you would see the consequences. This is different. And that's what I liked about it. This was far more nuanced. There is never a point at which you're saying, I'm going to do the good thing or I'm going to do the bad thing. It's always about what you're paying attention to. So based on which screen you're watching primary, that chooses your path. I love this approach because it's far less intrusive.
Yeah, so Sam, his vision was, listen, it doesn't need to interfere with your viewing. And as you said, kind of pause, pull you out of it, ask you what you want to do. This is about you just enjoying it and paying attention to whatever is interesting to you. And the show kind of tracks what you're interested in because different people are interested in different things. And maybe your Kelly is more interested in the silly side of hacking. And maybe your Kelly is much more political. And the story can kind of steer in different directions and you will end up getting different outcomes. But it's much more implicit in... And you can't really easily just, play it differently. It's kind of reading your mind.
That's the other thing. That's the thing I love about this. It's difficult to deliberately pick a different path because you're hardwired to pay attention to the things that you're interested in. For example, and I'm not going to put out any spoilers, but there was one scene in which you had the main cast and they're watching a TV host and they're trying to get an opportunity to get information from her. And there's one screen that's sort of like the security camera outside of the host's house. And I was drawn to watch that. I mean, I was watching the other windows in the periphery, but that was my primary window. And I realized, wow, I'm kind of a voyeur. I love watching security cam footage. And that made my choice for me.
Yeah. Look, we look at the data, and it's actually very interesting because in a given scene, there are people who are interested in looking at the news, mm-hmm. and there are people who want to see the drone hack, mm-hmm. and there are people who want to see the 14-year-old kid who's goofing around and saying kind
That's
of
what I would click on.
Yeah. Borderline appropriate jokes, right?
So yeah, see, like this scene, I was
you
all,
went for the security cam.
I was all about the security cams.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't
and you can still hear the story unfolding, but I was flipping back and forth between the security cams, and that picked what happened in the show for me. I love that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because there must be something going on in Hollywood. Steven Soderbergh just released an HBO yes. show, Mosaic, that a few months ago was an iOS app that you did exactly that choose your own adventure thing. And I agree with you. It kind of
pulls
stopped,
you out.
And then you had to decide what you wanted to do, and it didn't have the flow to it. So mm-hmm. I can see why you wouldn't yeah. want to do that. But I just find it interesting that Hollywood is, again, looking at new ways to tell stories.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I wondered several times, how many branches do you have to film in order to make this work? And do you film, like, every scene, do you film it 10 different ways? Because I couldn't keep it straight. As an actor, I couldn't remember, okay, I was happy, or I was sad, or I was very distressed. How do you keep it straight when this comes to production?
So, I won't guess, you know, spill the whole secret sauce, but of course you need to kind of keep it contained production-wise. I will say something that you said before, that we are involving people who created games in the rooms, and we're bringing people who have a background in writing, you know, TV and film, and combining them with people that have a background in writing interactive, because there's a lot of know-how in the gaming world. Look at, you know, Telltale Games and the like. People have been figuring out in the gaming space how to tell stories in a way that is compelling and still interactive. And what we're trying to do at Echo in War Games and in other shows that are coming soon, how do you take that kind of narrative structure but bring in proper writing, proper acting, live action footage, and topics that can appeal to a mainstream audience and not only to gamers?
As soon as I played with it, I thought, this is a really interesting playback platform because you have these, as you could see, thumbnails, and you can click on one and it zooms in. Is that HTML5? How are you doing that?
So that is the Echo Player. It is HTML5.
Wow. Yeah, I know it's not Flash. I know that much.
Yeah, so I can tell you kind of the brief history of this. We started as a tech platform. My background is a TV and filmmaker in Israel, and the founding team of Echo is actually musicians, and we started by making music videos.
Huh.
And our original player was a Flash player 7 years ago, and I think 5 years ago we switched to HTML, and we have a very robust kind of coding language for video that allows any type of interactive storytelling that ranges from, you know, stop, choose, to this that is much more advanced. We have a tool that is open to creators, and we're working with high-end creators both from the film industry and the gaming industry to create these.
How can somebody, if somebody wants to use this tool, what do they do?
Yeah, exactly here. If you scroll up a bit, back to the top, you see that Join Echo Studio button?
Mm-hmm.
You click, that'll take you to a free tool that allows you to just drag and drop and create your own shows, and you can publish it, and you get an HTML iframe that can play on any device that has a browser. And this, interestingly enough, is the developer's site, because there's a code panel in the tool.
Yes, I see it.
If you're not happy enough with the drag and drop options that are, you know, out of the box, there's a whole overlay of JavaScript that you can add in anything that you want. And War Games was built exactly like that. There's basically a canvas solution that is overlaid on top of our player that allows for switching the windows in real time. And this works on Xbox, on Steam, on iOS, on Android, and desktops.
So we could make a multi-branch episode of New Screensavers that just ends with us on the floor.
Yeah,
because we made too many bad decisions.
It took 4 days to make one show. What is the ratio typically of hours shooting to hours of entertainment you get out of this?
So I'll start with the kind of the good news. The outcome is that people spend an average of 2 to 3 times on your content.
That's not bad at all. Yeah.
Which on linear video, you know, most people don't even complete. So the fact that they watch it again, my theory is the romantics want to see what would happen differently, and the cynics want to see
if it actually
worked.
Yeah. They go back and they watch it different
again.
It's like a BioShock.
That's actually
playing BioShock and then playing it with the opposite choices that you made the first time around because you want to see.
So it has the replayability of a game.
Precisely.
But it's a linear story. I like that. Oh, this is fun. We played this a little bit. This is, you may recognize her as the woman in the AT&T commercials. You're putting her in difficult social situations and then choosing her response and seeing how it plays out.
Yeah, so this is much more of what you would call, you know, standard choice based.
But it's fun.
It is fun.
But even here, it leverages the platform that allows for seamless transitions. You see, it doesn't buffer, reload, stutter, stop.
No.
Even here, as you get this choice, take a look at this. You get the choices, and the video keeps on playing.
She's trying to remember where she met this guy, because he recognizes her. She doesn't.
So, yeah, traditional choose your own adventure.
Really?
Yeah, it was when we started a dumpster fire in your mom's church.
What?
What fun. It's a hangman game. I think that's really fun. So anybody could do this. So my son, for instance, just graduated from college with a broadcast journalism degree. I tried to talk him out of it. And he learned, you know, he took classes where they learned standard A-B cutting and ENG news gathering and all that stuff. And he said, Dad, this is awful. This is not how my generation communicates. I said, you got to learn this. But once you get out of school, you can do your own thing. This would be great for somebody who's starting as a creator. Start with this platform and learn how to do this kind of nonlinear stuff. I think there's that's a huge future in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as you said, I think everybody's understanding, even in the professional, you know, arena, they're understanding that viewing habits are evolving.
Yeah.
Technology has got to a point where we all have broadband and we all have, you know, strong computing devices in our hand, as you just, you know, dissected. And every machine can support this. So why not tell more complex and more elaborate stories?
Really, really interesting. Yeah, I'm going to tell Henry about this. I think he'd like to use this. And I think maybe people were watching.
I actually have a challenge for the people who are going to go to your site afterwards. I actually brought up War Games on two machines. And I watch different things
on
both machines. And you watch, you watch the narrative unfold differently. And you realize it is different. Because the first time you watch it through,
you might think it's actually a linear story with just a different presentation.
It's like, no, it really does change
different
the tone. I loved it. I thought you did a great job.
This is exciting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I love seeing people play with this and trying something new and something different. So thank you. Do you want to show the Bob Dylan video?
Yes, please.
This is now, who created this? Was this somebody inside of Echo?
So, yeah, this was a super talented director called Vanya Hyman. He worked on our team back then. Since then, he moved on to create many other great videos. We did this with Sony.
So this is the Bob Dylan,
of course,
Rolling Stone. And then you can change the channel.
The song continues.
I don't know how you did this, but somehow their lips,
all synced up,
are matching.
Seem so proud.
I don't know how I did this.
It's fun. This is so much fun.
And these are all real clips, right?
Yes.
That's just bizarre. How does it feel? Mark Maron singing Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Now, did he go shoot Mark Maron doing that?
Yes. So Mark Maron shot himself. We actually reached out to a lot of
people
to shoot this for us. And thanks to, you know, Bob Dylan.
Everybody loves Bob Dylan. Anybody would do anything for Bob Dylan. Look at this. This is great. Price. Wheel of Fortune. What is this? Price is Right?
Price is Right.
Yeah. There's a funny anecdote that the Today Show said politely refused. And when this was the kind of viral thing of the day, they actually had an item on this and they brought in the producer who said no and shamed him.
Oh, good! You said you didn't want to do this. Now it's huge. How do you feel?
Adapt, or die. Yeah.
Wow, that is really, really cool. All of this is on the website, yes?
HelloEcho.com and on the app in the App Store.
Oh, good.
And that's EKO, by the way. EKO,
correct. Yeah. And War Games is also available on Steam and on Vudu and soon on Xbox as well.
Oh, that's interesting. You're putting it on gaming platforms as well.
I mean, it is a gaming format. Why not?
Yeah. So Sam, the creator of this, his previous work was Her Story, which was a very kind of big indie hit a couple of years ago. And it also treaded the line of, is this a game? Is this a video?
Right, right, right.
And he continues doing that.
Very nice. Well, it's great to talk to you, and I think that people should check this out. I'll make sure that Henry checks this out, especially if you're a content creator. I think this is a really interesting platform. I can't wait to see how people use this.
I wonder if they'll let me do multi-branch stories from the Vatican.
You should. Ooh.
Want to film the Pope?
Sure.
Alan Benari, thank you so much. Echo's Chief Creative Officer. Hello, Echo. E-K-O, HelloEcho.com to see War Games and some other, all these, the Bob Dylan's there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, there's
yes,
a lot of content on the site. It's not a one-trick pony. Yeah, try War Games. Give War Games two episodes to see if you get into it. But all the others are instantly accessible and they're instantly fun.
Yeah, I tried to watch the Steven Soderbergh mosaic. I couldn't get into it. This I could get into. This looks very, very interesting. Great to talk to you, Alan.
The pacing of interactivity is much higher.
I think so. I think there's something going on, too, that I think that there's a new generation that's grown up that linear video is too boring for
them. Makes sense.
They want something more engaging and participatory, and I think this might be it. It's great to talk to you. HelloEcho.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.